And we have to leave the Derech Ra. Now, in the beginning of the Parsha, it says the Ben Tzori Meira. So the Malvim says, what's the Pshat Ben Tzori Meira? He says, Soirer Shesor Min HaDerech HaYashara. He went off the Derech HaYashar. Meira, he was Meira's own Derech. That's a Taina. A person who leaves the Derech HaYashar and decides to make the Omer Halacha Chaim, then that's a Ben Tzori Meira, and Mela says, he's Chayv Misa. So Tzvi is because he made a Derech. So we see that a person has a, this person does a Veira, the Mikra. He has a whole Gantz Mahalach, why he's doing the Veira? So then that is a first Tzvi. So we see over here how important it is to make, the person has to find the Zuchah Derech HaYashar to come back to Derech of Hashem. So one Nakuda from the Parsha, which of course is a Derech, at the end of the Parsha, says, Loyovah Amoni Moavi Bikal Hashem, Al Dvar Shaloi Kidma Eschev Alecha V'mayim, B'der Teisca Mimitzroim. Perk of Gimel, Dalit. So it says over here that you can't, Amun Moiv cannot come to Kaisa. Why? Because they didn't give Lechem when Kaisa was coming in the Midbar. So Ramban says, what's the time? What's such a stocky Tzvi? It's more Tzvi. Mitzrayim, there's no Tzvi like that. Mitzrayim saying, Dorshlishi can come to Kal Hashem. But Amun Moiv can't. Dr. Ramban, Van says, because these two achim has gone with chasadim yarvam avinu shehitzel vihem v'imam min ha-cherev v'ha-shvi u'b'zutzuchoy sholchom Hashem mitoich ha-afecha. Hashem, Avraham Avinu fought against Sodom to save light. And then Avraham Avinu, b'zutzuchoy Avraham Avinu, the Malachim saved light from being destroyed with Sodom. And they are not kidnas chem alechem amayim, to the grandchildren of those who saved them, that's a tzviya, and they cannot have any shaykhis to cause Klal Yisrael, and only that, you can't even be friendly to them at all, because they lack the means of cause of Torah. So Viruchim Das Tuna, Das Torah, he's Ma'ir, that you see from here a tremendous thing. Over here who are we talking about? We're talking about 400 years later, why there's an Am called Amun Amoya. 400 years later. And it happened so long ago, and they're not giving respect. They're not giving Karsa Toiv to Avraham Avinu. They're giving Karsa Toiv to a nation that came from Avraham Avinu. But what's the Shaykhis? Not only that, the Medrash says, in Medrash in Bahar, Lamadam Dalches says that Klaisel did not need anything. Klaisel had the Mon, Klaisel had the Onei Kovet, Klaisel had the Birmayim. So what's the klal of Taino? Yet we see over here that they still should have showed a Karsa Taino. You have to show a Karsa Taino. You have to offer them something even though they don't need it. That's a sign of a Karsa Taino. And if they don't have this Karsa Taino, then they're out hustled to be part of Klal Yisrael. That is the Yisrael to be here. You see from here that in order to be a Yid, the Yisrael of a Yid is a Karsa Taino. We'll call Yehudim, not Ruvain. And the Medrash says why we call Yehudim is because we're Makar Taino. That's a Hodah, the Makar Taino. And that is the sight of a Yid. And that's in that the Ramban of Parshas Bo. The Ramban of Parshas Bo says, "Call a mitzvah shenam velakenu v'noydeh alav." We have to thank him. That is the sight. Why Hashem took us out of time to be minded to him. Shubranu v'kvanus hayitzira. That's the whole reason why we prayed it. Shein lano tam acher b'tzias harishoina. Vein kelly al chavis matachtoinim mavad shiada v'yoydeh alkav shabroi. The whole reason why we were created is just for this purpose. It's a reminder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Tach V'Chaim. The Avada, a person wants to be Zoyche V'Chaim, he has to start working in Karsa Toiv. And the Baran says, Baran Kala says, but before you do Pu'ulis of a Karsa Toiv, you have to add and be Makar as a Toiv. You have to first be Makar Toiv. Right? That's why I'm Misakin 100 Brachas. Mayor Brachas Koyim, we wake up in the morning, Moidani. Sadly, we moise, we makar the Torah for Kosh Baruch. The problem is, as the Raziel Tavra says, that we're FFHs. Or at least I'm an FFH, filled from habits. We do everything, heavy stick, everything is we have, like a bracha. A bracha is like us, like a candy wrapper. We undo it, we have a bracha, we eat it. It's just we can't eat the wrappers, we have to take off the wrapper. We don't have a kashiv, we're not makar the Torah, we're living without machshava. Like a bar mitzvah bachur after his drasha, you know, he gives a drasha, and then at the end he has a paper. I'd like to thank my aunt Edith and Uncle Gregory and the whole list. And then at the end, and my parents, yeah, parents, and And if you put in a grocery list, a sack of potatoes, and he doesn't know what he's saying, you know, butter and milk, without machshava. That's the karsha toiv that some of us are, at least I feel that I'm holding, and we have to work on the makar toiv karsh baruchu. The Chavetz Chaim says a mashal. The Chavetz Chaim says that the person who has a worker, he says, I have to go away for 2 weeks. So he says, here's a list of all the things to take care of. Fine. Hey boss, whatever you say, I'll take care of it. Okay? So it comes back up 2 weeks, says you did it. He says, boss, I took out the list every single day. I read the list, folded it, and put it back in my pocket. We say everything, and what do we do afterwards? We close the sitter and we talk about whatever. And we time all the things we keep saying and how wonderful it is. M'shabeh Kosh Baruch Hu, davening, it's the pain. M'shabeh Kosh Baruch Hu, the far, the armen. And do we do it? We just read the list. Therefore, we have to work on the midah of a karsa toy. And that's what the Chaim says, that we have to apply what we're saying. The Chaim says that if we down a Marganita Tava, that just like a person should not eat before he shakes the lulav of an esrig, he should not eat before he's in the kind of mitzvah of a karas chesed Hashem. It's like any other mitzvah that a person should chalbach before he eat, the makar toy, the chesed that Karas Barak is doing to him. And Maisa, we say, Toiv Hashem Lakurl. Hashem is good to every single person. The Chavis Baba says, Toiv Hashem Lakurl, Berubim Ke'ivim. Most people do not recognize Bechlau that is a Tava from a Kash Baruch Hu. Which the Gemara Brachas Daf Nun says, if a person says, Ubit says, Mituvai, Ubituvai is an Amarit. Sorry, if he says mituvay by benching, you say ubituvay in benching, Rav Shatan, ubituvay chayinu, or you say mituvay. If you say mituvay, then you are a bar. If you say bituvay, it shows that you're living in his toy. That means the realization that Kadosh Baruch Hu is kulay toy. We say psukim oyim chesed yibane, shabalar chazdoy, kil oyim chazdoy, we have to mark that we are living in the toy. The mind of the Altman Kelm, a bachur was the activist in Kelm, and the Altman Kelm went over to him, I think it was Altman Kelm, said, Mazel Tov! What? Mazel Tov! What's the Mazel Tov? No, it's the Mazel Tov. You're alive! Oh, that's the Mazel Tov. He said, yes, the Mazel Tov. The first Gemara, says, Mai Tazim Ozim Chai. That person, what is the person complaining? That person who's alive. A person who has a life, when Chaim Shlomo says a mashal, a person who wins a lottery and he drops a glass when he won $1 million and a glass that he likes to drink from broke. He's going to be upset. He has $1 million. He says the same thing. A person is a mocker that he has Chaim and he has such a tov for Kadosh Baruch Hu, then whatever happens, it doesn't bother him because he has the Oisha of Chaim. And people have much more than that. And that is what the Rambam says, that when you blow the shofar, it says, Tachaski a shofar, zichu barachem. You have to remember the Bari Olam. How are you supposed to remember the Bari Olam? If you don't realize that the Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly makes it, you're not being mocked at the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to remember, all the time we met the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say, oh, look, Hashem made a hurricane, Hashem did this, and that. Hashem does these things. That's the reason Hashem makes sorrows, that we should realize that there's someone who gives good all the time, and he can take them away if he wants. We have to realize that there's a tava. I had the car when I heard that a relative of mine that called me up from America because he had to recharge his battery from the car because he had no light, no electricity for 3 days. So he called me on the cell phone and charged on the car. So I realized that take for granted light. You think everything comes without thinking, but the microtype is light. Shisha Pinky said that person, if you ask a person 150 years ago, what is Olam Haba? You say, Olam Haba? Olam Haba, imagine I'd be able to have a place where water would come out of the wall, I'd have a nice seat, I'd have a light that doesn't flicker, and I'd have a nice printed Gemara instead of this, so hard to read, and I'd have something maybe gives a little heat or something, and that'd be Olam Haba. That's like mamish time to go Haba. And we are living in Olam Haba, and we're not happy. We're not happy because we're not being makir toiv. Because we're not being realization who we're receiving, constantly receiving. We think we deserve everything, and if we think we deserve everything, we're just not being makir toiv because of Baruch Hu. I had a friend of mine who was davening for Amud at Kabbalah Shabbos, and he was saying the thing sounds like a niggun, and he forgot the middle of the niggun. Right? He forgot the middle of the niggun. So I was standing my prize, so I started singing the niggun. And he came to me over and he said to me, I'm mamish dying from busha. I didn't know what to do with me. said, and you sang, started singing, you saved my life. At that moment, I wanted to do anything you want, tie your shoes, whatever you want, I'll do for you. That was the curse of time that I felt for you. A curse Baruch Hu does that to us every single second. Every single thing. We say, Anishmat, Ilo, Fino, Mali, Shira, Elif, Alfi, Alfa, 1 trillionth of a time we can't thank Hashem. Do we feel that way? We come out, do we ever feel that we're so grateful to Hashem Baruch Hu that we can't even thank Him for 1 trillionth of what He's done for us? Do we feel that way? A person gives someone $100. Thank you very nicely, very much. And how much can you thank him? Yet, before you take a 5 shekels, you go to the store, you buy yourself a roll, and thank Hashem. Not enough to thank Hashem. Thank you for the roll that you saved. You filled me up now. No, it's not enough. I have to thank you for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. I thank you for Bris, Torah, Eretz Yisrael. No, that's not enough. I don't have to thank you for Bris, Torah, Eretz Yisrael. I have to want Mashiach to come. Yisbach Shem Chofi Kol Chai. This is the chiv deraisa. This is the benching deraisa. I'm embarrassed to say I never was mocking this Indian and benching until recently. You're much luckier. You're younger than me that you really than earlier. But what's the pshat? Just for a small loaf of bread, small slice of cold slice of bread, you're mechuyav to thank Hashem for the beginning of Riyas, of Tzitzis Yisrael, and then you ask for Mashiach. The pshat is from this Ramban. We see it from this Ramban that if you have a tov of somebody, you have to realize that not the reason why I'm standing here eating the bread, Hashem's sustaining me now with this slice of bread, and otherwise I would Hashem not be alive. But the reason why I'm here and able to eat the bread is because the Kashmir took you out of the shrine. And he gave me a bris with him. And he took me out of the shrine and gave me Torah and he gave me to sell. And the whole nostalgia of everything, and that is the reason why I'm here today able to eat the slice of bread. And therefore, that's Mechaibi. Not only that, but since I have a love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much for what He has done for me by giving me the bread and all the chassadim He has done till now, if you love somebody, you want everybody to love that person. Therefore, you want Yisbach Shem Chol Afi Kol Chai. Mulaycha Kol Ha'olchot Kulay V'choy Dechot. It's almost like you have a mini Pesach invention with a mini Rosh Hashanah that you want to Zal Koy Shemayim. That is the Hachana for Kabbalah's attorney, that Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim to, you want, what do you say, Lecha Chaz Kvayde V'Chudecha is the Nakuda of the Makar that you love so much, you want everybody to Makar Kosh Baruch Hu Tatova. Now, Vada, we have to work on this very slowly. We can't just also now be Makar Toiv, won't work. We have to do small Pratim. And Vada, the Indian of the Makar Toiv to Pratim is Mavur in the Chavis of Office, that you have to be Makar Pratim. And if a person is not Makar Pratim, then it shows that he doesn't have any Shaykhah. Like a person who goes to an orchestra and a symphony, two people. One guy says, "No, you like the symphony?" He says, "Yeah, but I don't know why they tell me all different instruments. And Casio would do the same job." And they say, "What do you mean? The trombone and this and that, the drums and this guitar and this, all the different instruments together make it whole, how each one makes a different nuance, it's beautiful, all together. It means that person has a shaykhah. If the person realizes all the nuances of Kosh Baruch, he has a shaykhah to what it is, and he has, but he just says, oh yeah, I love Hashem, he does everything. But Kamad is saying, I love Hashem, he does nothing. Because he doesn't zero in. So, we heard about 8 to 1 from the Reshiva, Nathan Tzvi, that a person should take 5 nekudas every night, or during the day sometime, of things he wants to make a service to Kosh Baruch Hu. And do it every single day, make a paper, a list, 5 things, little every single day, and has an effect. Slowly has an effect. This is a derech. Or another way, people have frustrations, they learn from Chachma Ugaim, you can learn such a Chachma, that they tell you to do is that the person has tainus in his parents, so they tell them, write a hate letter, and it's all different tainus, and then burn it. So what do you do by that? But you're getting out your hergeshim into the hate letter, so we have the same mustik over here. You write a letter to Kosh Baruch Hu. No one else can see it, write Hashem. Thank you very much that you created my tongue. And figure out how you're saying Hashem, how you write a small, you don't write 5 things. One thing, write down why you appreciate tongue. Think about it, and you do this slowly, you become more aware of the surrounding around how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being made to you, and this taka will be zecha to, as Maisha is saying, davening, shkin chavis kol hayitzur. Every single bria has a chiv, even a cannibal in Africa has a chiv to be makas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not going to know, it's his fault. It's chavis kol hayitzur.